The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity, right here on the real side, not the right side. Not the wrong side, but the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Come on, you know the phone number, right? Let's all say it together. I didn't hear anybody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, again, I mean it sincerely. I'm not just saying it. Always a pleasure to have you guys on board with me. Got a good night for you tonight. Well, I think I have a good night for you every night. What can I say? Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, will join us in about, after the first break. I always enjoy when Corey's on with me as well. And then later on, Michael Housem will join me like he usually does. Michael, I love Michael. I make him crazy. I know I do. You know, he's a libertarian. Most of the time we end up in the same place.
Notice I said most of the time.
But we come at it differently. But he was in no Trump, no way, no how. Cruz was going to make it. And look, I'm not overly excited that Cruz pulled out. But he's done. It's time to move on. Do you know what I'm saying? And I don't understand these people can't, God bless America, they can't let it go. So, and then Corey, he's always been a Trumpster. He doesn't care. He thinks Donald's going to make a change now. You know, we heard the other day, who was it? I can't remember. It was a prominent Democrat, black Democrat, who said, all Trump needs to get is 15%. Come on, think about this. All he needs to get is 15% of the black vote. That's not a lot. And I think, I know some of you guys are so bent. But, you know, today was a national day. Does anybody know today was a national day of prayer? Anybody have a clue? In the second hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the event that I was at that I emceed today. And y'all scream about how, with as many people who were screaming about how great Ted Cruz was because he was a Christian conservative, not just a conservative, not just a constitutionalist, but he was a Christian. I'm a Christian, too. I'm not making fun of him. I'm just saying. were all you people at some event today? There were 6,500 of them across the country. Were you there? Were you doing anything to pray for our leadership? And look, and it doesn't matter if you believe in prayer. Don't worry about the other side. You know, the loons on the far left who scream separation church and state are exactly that, loons. Because they only believe what they want to believe that comes out of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has said You can attend these functions. You can attend these functions with your label as mayor, with your label as senator, with your label as congressman, as we've seen so often, with your label as president. And they come after guys like me or the elected officials. You know, they don't go after their holy savior. I think Barack Obama's been to three prayer breakfasts this year. Why don't they go after him and say, you know, Mr. Obama, you can't do that. Why? Because it's one of theirs. It doesn't matter what they do. They will defend, you know, a Democrat elected no matter what he or she does. It's always just amazing to me. Anyway, you know, they scream about these things, and they have no idea, no clue. So I don't know. I look at this stuff. I look at this stuff, and I just say to myself, "This." I know we have them on the right, too. I know we have loons on the right. There's no question, no doubt in my mind. But it seems to be a whole different level and a whole different universe when it comes to these left progressives. And again, I'm going to tell you what happened. You got to wait till the second hour, then we're going to talk about it. But when I, you know, what happened to freedom of speech? Now, look, I will say this. The people that picketed our event today, they did it exactly the right way. Seriously. You know, they were out there with signs. They would yell or chant or do whatever it is they were going to do. But I don't think they burned down a CVS. I'm almost sure they didn't. Right? Yeah. You know, some of the other things I want to talk about the second hour is how the left stream, mainstream media will not cover the violence of the left in any way, shape, manner, or form. You know, when they're covering the Trump events, it was all about the Trump violence, although and how nasty the Trump supporters were speaking. Now, there's one thing when I sit there and say, I want to pummel you. I can't stand you so much I'd like to pummel you. It doesn't mean I'm going to. It means given the opportunity, if it was the right thing to do, I would pummel the tar out of you. Unlike those guys on the left that were waving Mexican flags and physically beating on Trump supporters. I guess you could say they're more committed to the cause because they were willing to go to jail over it. They were willing to beat another human being over it. But you don't see that anywhere, do you? Nobody's taking that line on, are they? You know why? They don't care. They don't want you to think that they're bad. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore joins us in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Bring him to him and then pull out like 5 minutes that we can. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, no, seriously, be part of the conversation. Right? I mean, whether you're sending me emails, joe@therealside.com, or any way you're doing it, doesn't really matter as long as you're involved, period. Now, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I really do. But get involved. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can hop up on the live chat room that we're having. You know, you'll find smarter people than I in that chat room. I guarantee it. Just like on the line with me right now, one of the smartest guys I know. It's our mad black man from Baltimore. Now, I know you guys get nuts when I do that. I think it's hilarious. But I'm sure he's very upset when I use those terms too as well. Corey Duncan joins me. He's our man in the street there in Baltimore. He's got his pulse and he's got a clue. I love when people have a clue. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to come on the show and ruin the liberal's day.
Well, listen, a couple of things. One is, your man is it. He's the last man standing. Are you surprised?
Oh, no, I'm not surprised. Hey, ding, 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 ding. Trying to, you know, I told you this last week. I prophesied that this was going to happen because, you know, it's running out. But now no one wants to back him. I hear Paul Ryan say, well, I'm not going to back him yet. And this, you guys don't have a choice but to back him. You don't have a choice because, see, he's not going to be riding in the open convertible no time soon in Dallas. So you're not going to get away with that. So you're going to have to, I've heard all kind of situations. They're going to sit him down and talk to him and tell him what he can do, what he can't do. You don't do that to Donald Trump. I'm sorry.
No, I can't imagine telling him what he's going to do or not do. And then it's funny how the mainstreamers now have come around and said, okay, you know what? We either get behind him or we're screwed, in essence. Which is, exactly. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing for them to do. Look, I unlike you, okay, I know you're a really big Trump fan. I'm not a big Trump fan, but I'm not a hater either. You know, I'm not one of those guys that say, no way, no how. I don't believe that for a second.
Well, it doesn't matter because the way we feel about it, you know, all the conservatives, and it doesn't matter what kind of conservative you are. You know, I was really touched. And not only was I touched, I was very proud of Donald Trump, the way he gave Cruz a whole lot of accolades. You know, the man told me he's a born fighter. And that's good. That's good. I'm glad to see that. Now we need to unite and stop Hillary. That's what we need to do now. No more infighting. The devil with that. Let's get her. And it won't be hard.
Hey, get closer. Get closer to the mic and speak up.
It'll be easier to get her than it will be to get Cruz, trust me.
Well, you know what? All the insiders in Washington tell me the same thing. They basically say that he is he beats her. Now, mainstream media doesn't want you to know that. Matter of fact, a lot of the mainstream Republicans don't want you to know that. But he kicks. But he does. He beats her by a good margin in the national polls. And it's not because they love Trump. This is where people get really confused. It's not a matter of loving Trump. It's simply a matter of enough with the politics. And she's got so much baggage on her, I'm surprised she can get out of a chair in the morning. Right?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I agree totally. And see, that's what it's going to come down to. And, this is going to be very easy, though. I can't wait. You can sell pay-per-view for these debates.
What's really funny, her debates, I mean, the debates with those two, oh, my God. It's probably one of the first debates I actually want to go to, you know? And what I think they should do, I think the stage, what do you think? I think the stage should look like a boxing ring, right? So, you know, almost like a half a boxing ring, and have them come in the shorts. And oh, come on. This would be great.
Well, she already looks like a guy, so, I mean.
Oh, yeah, send your emails to Corey at.
hey, look! I've been taking them on left and right, but they starting to run away from me now. Now that everything I told them, I said they said, "Well, your man's in," and I'm like, well, "Yeah, hey, look! Like I said before, all of the infighting, and when Donald gets to debating her, and I'm hoping and praying, I leave on all his websites. Do not go. And trace, you know, this name calling. Deal with the facts. Deal with what we want to hear. Don't do that because what she's going to do is during the debate, she's going to try to bait him into doing it. And then once he does that, she's going to play the woman card. So.
Well, she's playing the woman card now, number one. Number two is people, I love this, and you're so right. He's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't because the deal is this. If he says anything like with the word her and she in it, they're gonna rip him up. Am I wrong?
Right, exactly. And you know most of these debates are going to be paneled by a bunch of liberals like they did with everything. That's how he got into it with the other commentator, because they knew exactly what they were doing. I mean, it's the 400,000 pound elephant in the room, and they know exactly what they're doing, especially if CNN is running it.
Well, yeah, you know, no kidding. It's like Bret Baier's been trying to get it. Now, she's been on his show a couple of times. So Bret Baier from Fox, I mean, one of the most professional men in the business, don't you think? I mean, he is, like I say, I can't believe he's one of the most professional men in the business, and she will not go on the show with him. They're trying to work it out, but she won't go. And I'm thinking to myself, what? I mean, this guy would treat you with the utmost of respect, unlike some of the other people. Am I wrong here?
Well, see, the thing of it is, Trump is going to call him on this stuff. If they start softballing like what they did with Obama, they're going to call Trump's going to call him on it. See, that's the difference in the two. And so I think Cruz would call him on it too. But the thing of it is that they, you know, if he starts softballing them, yeah, Trump's going to go after him, and that's good. That's good because you already know if it's a whole liberal panel, they're not going to allow any conservatives to get on it.
No, I agree with you. And then I would love to see, God, who would you love to see as the three or four commentators to interview them? Come on, let me hear who you think. Pick three. Give me three.
Well, any of the ones that we want, they're not going to allow that. They're kill them first before they allow them to come on air. So you can hang that up. We would have to pick from who's on the regular networks that CNN, MSNBC, that's conservative. And they might allow one Fox one. But the ones that we're going to come up with, oh, you can forget that. They're not going to let them on it. And then most of the liberal media is on TV, and most of the conservative is on the radio or like yourself. So they're not going to allow them to come on it because they know that, you know, all of this is a
Corey, hold that thought, bro. We got a lot coming up. We got to go pay for the show unless you want to cut the check. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daniel. Yeah. I ain't going to school. Thought you had to be.
Right. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOEY, 855-732-5563. And I really, I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, whether it's in the chat room, whatever it is you're doing, to be involved in the show. I know you could be listening to, I don't know, 6,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it so much. I'm going to get right back to my guest, because I have such a good time when he's on. I know he doesn't believe me sometimes, but I do. I have a good time when he's on the show with me. It's our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, is on with me. And, Corey, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air.
My pleasure. Always to come on.
I'm telling you, we should heat up the mics during the breaks, and I think it's when some of the best conversation happens. And we, you know, the AG said, first and foremost, the AG says that this investigation could go on well, and I mean well, after the election or what have you. But I've got some inside word, and I'm actually supposed to get in touch with that person tomorrow, that she will be indicted. That the paperwork's there, it's pretty much ready. She will be indicted. What do you think's going to happen? Yeah, for real, what do you think will happen? How will it play out?
Well, I myself got a couple contacts, and it's probably along the same lines. But the thing of it is, I've heard that pretty much the same thing, that they're waiting, they're sideline sitting to see how this election goes. And then, but I think that's what they're waiting on, and Ms. Lynch is going to wait. She's not going to be able. She's going to probably try to extend it longer to see whether they're going to give her a chance to run. But I think when it's all said and done, and Trump's kicked her behind or whatever, they're going to send her off to jail because they have enough on her. I mean, if you listen to the rhetoric, but the liberal media does not want you to think that. But you can best believe those gentlemen that work with the FBI. They're patriots, and they're not going to stand by unless something like this happens because, you know, it's a feather in somebody's head, and somebody's going to be a director in one of these great cities around. We all know what this is about. If you worked in government before, you already know if they catch you with your hand in the cookie jar, they're going to roast you.
Well, you know, if God forbid, I'm talking God forbid, she becomes president. All of those working on the case, I'm sure, will get high-level positions with the government, provided they forget everything they know. You know what I'm saying? You know that's how it works, right? I mean, we're on the same page there.
I honestly don't think it's going to work like that because of the name Clinton. That would be like they caught Bush with his hands in a cookie jar. I think the agents in charge and the director in charge or whatever of that department, they're going to go after them. And I mean, because those guys, I don't think they do a lot of forgetting and you know what, at least not this regime. And if they catch you, they're going to get you. I mean, those guys play for keeps over there, and they're not going to play. They're not going to play around with it. The only thing that's probably stopping me now is Loretta Lynch or whatever, because, you know, I think they have enough. And if they build a case big enough, it's not going to matter how much money she has or what her last name is. She's going to bite the dust.
I hope you're right, and I say that not because for you lefties out there that are listening, because I know some of you monitor the show, because I can tell, because when you put up nasties about me, you basically say verbatim what I said. Can't even find your own words to use. But here's the deal: I don't want her in jail because she's a woman. Okay, let's see if you quote me on that one. I want her in jail because she's a criminal. She's a crook. She took advantage. You know, in real life, if she wasn't Clinton, she would have been brought up on charges of espionage. She would have brought up on charges of treason. She would have been brought up on charges of accessory to murder. Okay? I mean, really, seriously. Which is so hell-bent that Republicans are bad and that she's a goddess. I mean, you just make me nuts. I'm not already there.
I mean, come on. You know, this is a Carly Fiorina, or this was Condoleezza Rice. Oh man, they would be throwing parades in the street and everything else. It wouldn't matter what
they would have. They would have dragged them off the what's the word I'm looking for? They would have dragged them off the off the stage while they were speaking. Okay? In handcuffs. You know that's true, right?
Well, that was standard. I called a liberal the other day. I called them on something. And one thing I always learned about them, they ask you a question, they try to overtalk you, and they try to ask, and when you ask you a question and you answer them with the facts and everything, then you ask them a question, they don't ever answer it because they don't have any facts.
I look at this stuff and I say to myself, again, if it was a Republican, and you're right, the investigation would have been all of 6.5 minutes long. They would have been found guilty. They would have got the paperwork and the handcuffs together, and that would have been the end of it, correct?
Correct. And you know that. That's their playbook, double standard.
Yeah.
Double standard. And when they're wrong, they want to apply playfully either the femme card or the race card. It's either one of the two.
Here's what I want to hear. I want to hear what's going on in Baltimore, because what scares me is we're not really hearing anything, which tells me there's a lot going on.
Well, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. They're getting ready for one of the officers' trial is coming up. And basically it's been the same old about, I mean, they're up to like 61 murders now. Let's not leave out the mayoral race where Catherine Pugh won the race, and now the young lady that ran against her, the one that kicked out of office, Ms. Dixon, she wants to, you know, how do you win a race and then come back and tell someone that we're still recounting the votes after you won? That's crazy. I thought once you won the election, you won the election.
Not on that side of the world. You get to tweak and do whatever you want to do, how you want to do it, don't you?
Well, that's what it appears to sound like. And I'm like, man, look at this. See, the both of them are trying to tear each other's heads off. And I'm like, wow. You know, I mean, but like I always say before, that's typical Baltimore City politics. typical Baltimore City politics. This is just as corrupt as it can be. And how do you count votes after and you declare it a winner? Why are you counting votes? Where did these votes come from then? Interesting.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? I'm with you. I mean, I'm really with you as far as look. The only way we have them on our side too. You have to admit we've got the scum on our side too. And the only way you're going to do this is to clear the whole playing field. But the problem is really how many of your friends, your hardcore friends, mm-hmm. are willing to clear the playing field? How many of them are willing? Look, I've got Republicans who won't vote for a Democrat no matter what, and we both know. I know Democrats aren't really Democrats. They're really Republicans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know, that's what I found. I found someone else, another colleague of mine. And I heard him talk. I said, man, you're very conservative. And come to find out, he was a flaming Democrat. But he was just like, I think those are the Reagan Democrats. And they're like the moderates, the fence straddlers,
sure.
or whatever. They had their card says Democrat. Well, really, they had conservative values to a degree.
Yeah, I am.
And they're the ones that voted for Reagan.
Yeah, no. Again, we can find middle ground. If we can carve away the far left progressive loons and the far right conservative wactoids, we could probably get back to the middle. We could get back to the Reagan Tip O'Neill days. I believe that personally. I don't know how you feel.
Oh yeah, I feel the same way, and that's what we need. We need those type of citizens to come forward because and voice their opinion and their views on issues or whatever. Because that's most of the time you see people like that. That's the grassroots. And that's what we need. We need no more, like, as I always say, we don't need the K Street people, you know, going to lunch with the lobbyists or on K Street and this and that. We don't need any more Goldman Sachs or whatever. We need to get away from that. And the faster that we can get away from that, the faster we can turn this country around. And it won't be hard. It won't be hard because my personal opinion is that when Trump does win, he's going to have one hell of a cast.
All right. We're going to break. You got to hold on. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Hopefully. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, when you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. I think I was telling you guys the other day that my wife was doing a voter registration somewhere, and it, you know, was at a church, and it had to be nonpartisan, obviously. But to hear people speak about what they know or don't know, and talking about issues like they have a clue, they don't. I mean, I don't know if they don't turn on the TV. I don't know if they don't read the news. I don't know if they're only reading headlines coming across. Or I don't know what they're doing, but it's sure as heck they're sure as heck not doing any real research to find out what's going on around them. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. He's our mad black man from Baltimore, and I always enjoy having him on the show because Corey doesn't have a filter, and I think it's wonderful. Hi, Corey. How you doing?
Oh, wow. That caught me off guard with that one.
Oh, you like that? Well, you don't. You speak it as it is. You speak it as you see it. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's great.
Oh, thank you. But once again, thank you for allowing me to come on your show each week. But, I play everything to the best. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, I always hear a lot of people say that they don't, you know, I can take the truth and this and that and this.
Yeah, no, they can't.
They can't. They can't. And to get back to what you were just saying a couple minutes ago, yeah, I do. That's why I stopped getting into a lot of arguments with liberals or even people in my own party that don't have a clue what they're talking about, and they go off of what they hear on the television, and they don't. I can tell the first 10 seconds of the conversation whether they did their research or they didn't do their research. And after that, I'm like, okay, I just nod my head. Okay, that's how you feel. And I try to, you know, my professor always told me, he said, Mr. Duncan, everyone you cannot reach, but the ones that you can reach them and educate them. But that's only if an open mind wants to hear the truth or whatever. And I try to stick to the truth and tell everyone, you know, what it is, and not from the left or from the right, but from the middle. And tell, you know, you make your own decision. You do your own research. But, you know, most of the time, after I get finished explaining everything, then most of the time, they look at me and they're like, okay, I understand where you're coming from, but I'm still going to vote the party line.
Isn't it funny? You can hand them the truth. You can show them the stats. You can actually have somebody come in who's been affected by the issue, and they won't listen to you. And I don't, is that from brainwashing, from being in the party? Is that just the way that, I mean, I'm so perplexed by that, because I don't walk lockstep with my party. I just don't do it.
Right. And see, that's why I always tell people, that's the difference between a Republican and a conservative. A Republican votes party line. A conservative votes what he feels in his heart. I was a conservative and I voted for Clinton. So my thing with this is that you vote how you feel based on what the person that, you know, their worth as far as the job that they've done beforehand. But you still have a lot of people that are still either Democrats. They're not liberals, but they're Democrats. The hardcore liberals are the ones that want the transgender bathrooms, the this and that. They're the sick liberals. The Democrat is just going to vote party line, whatever the Democratic Party does. And that goes with both parties. That's just how it is. You know, on this side, we don't vote for transgender bathrooms. Sorry about that out there.
No. Hey, look it. You know what? And again, I go round and round with, it's just like today, and I'm going to talk about it in the next hour, the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast today. And you know, I'm amazed. I'm sorry, they're going to get mad at me, but I'm amazed at the ignorance of the left. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, more. I am more than amazed at the ignorance of the left, because we have people speaking against something they've never been to. We have people speaking against something that that they think they know what the content is, but they've not. They're not there. They've never been there. They don't care to be there. You know, so they have to be spewing party line. I don't have any other response for it. Help me understand. You're an enlightened man.
Well, my thing with this is you know, it's a head scratcher to me. I just don't understand it. I mean, you know, it's either hatred or it's just ignorance. You gotta distinguish the two.
Well, what do you? Okay, so you work around a lot of them. What do you think it is? Seriously, when you're talking to them, you obviously have a relationship with some of them. You know, what do you think it is? Go ahead.
Well,
come on.
I won't
tell anybody. It's just you and me.
My personal, professional opinion about it, I think, is ignorance. That's all it is. It's just ignorance.
Yeah.
I would say.
Wow, you're a nice guy, because I'd have a lot more to say, but go ahead.
Well, I can, but you know, this is a PG show. I could really get off and really tell you your ratings would go through the roof. You would have a first scale, a full scale, first scale riot right out in front.
Yeah.
But I think it's more ignorance. Hey, if you get upset, go get the next issue of Sports Illustrated, Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, you had to go there. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I had to go there for all my transgender people that's out there. Yes. He's going to be new in the Sports Illustrated.
Oh.
How about that? Just think with
me. But how are you going to, how are you, see, I could really go sideways with this. I mean, so.
It is already sideways.
So, So is he going to, or is she going to, or is it totally nude? Because then what a
Well, being as though it's a transgender, they probably would. Now, if this was heterosexual, they probably would want them to be clothed. But because they're liberal and they show Kurt Schilling, ESPN show Kurt Schilling that they're quite liberal or whatever, then, you know, I wouldn't be scared to bet you they would let them.
I'm so confused. I really am. And you know, again, it's one thing that I just don't get it. I've never been lost for words many times, but this is one of those times where I'm sitting there going, okay, it's just like this. And you know what? I'll get a bunch of emails tomorrow about how, you know, why I'm so cold and cruel. But here's the deal. He won Women of the Year. He hadn't even been a woman, quote unquote, for 4 months. Okay.
Right.
He has not made the full transition, all right?
Right.
And I always make fun of the fact that he says, what is it? I want the full, someday I want to have the full female experience. Well, look, buddy, you don't have the parts to have a full female experience, okay? So when you make that commitment, then maybe you can, but right now there's no commitment. You know, I don't know. I am so confused.
Really, to me, I heard the other day that they locked up a gentleman in Texas. I need to find out some more about it before I come really out to say anything. And they locked him up for taking a picture of young females in the bathroom. And I told someone, I turned to him, I said, see what I mean? How long is it going to be before one of them? Now, if you got a son or a daughter out there, all these liberals, I want you to listen. If you got a son or a daughter out there, how would you feel if they molested them or did something like that? And it won't be long before something like that happens, because with a sick mind is like that, and a twisted and sick mind, because that is twisted and sick to be that. But I don't want to hear nothing about it is you know, you was born with it or this or that. That's BS. I'm sorry. And I don't even have a doctorate. But my thing is, even still, you know, it's just crazy. How do you condone something like that? Really? Coming from a human adult standpoint, how do you do that?
You know what? Do you think sometimes, you know, I was talking earlier, you and I were talking earlier about how they refuse to convict their own or comment on their own when their own is really, really doing something wrong. Do you think that they do that because they don't want to be embarrassed by what their team is doing to them?
Well, I'm trying to see how I can answer that question. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that. I'm at a loss for words because me being a man and having kids. Wow. It's just unheard of. We live in a time with this kind of stuff, and it's just like, you know, how do you sit and condone something like this? How?
I don't know.
How?
It's
unethical.
I was going to say the same people that, you know, that beat up on Petraeus and others won't say a word. Listen, we're up against the time, so please tell people where they can hear more about you, where they can read anything you've written or heard what you've said. Get on it and let them know how they find you.
That's right. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You can come on Twitter, Corey Perez Duncan, or Facebook, Corey Perez Duncan. Hit me up, and I'll surely bring your board and bring your bricks and your bats and your rocks and everything so you can throw them in.
Corey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it so much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I am going to unload on the second hour, so don't go far. Come on back. We're going to talk about the National Day of Prayer and why you're a fool if you oppose it. We'll be right back.